Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
Happy Mother's Day from our Forward family to every mother who is watching online. We send you our love as we celebrate you all today. My name is Tini, and alongside my husband, Daniel Tiedi, we are the senior pastors of Forward Church. We have three beautiful young girls, Tracy, who's almost 12 years old, Nicole, who is 10, and our youngest, Annalisa, who is 6 years old. And today would be my greatest honor to share a message with you about an exceptional woman in the Bible who had a real life problem. And today we are going to unpackage her story. Her name is Hannah, and what inspires me about Hannah is her faith. She activates her faith in God in the middle of her problem. I pray that this message encourages you. I pray that this message enlarges your faith and blesses every area of your life. Read along with me as we turn to our Bibles today. 1 Samuel 1, verses 9 to 17. Once I had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And no razor will ever be used on his head. Verse 12. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put your wine away. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. 7 years ago, my family and I packed up our home and moved countries to pioneer a church that God had birthed in our hearts to build. We had moved from windy Wellington in New Zealand to the sunny shores of the Gold Coast in Queensland, Australia. We were excited, but we were also terrified, not knowing how it would all work out. We were preparing to give birth to a church, but we were also preparing to give birth to a natural baby, as I was also pregnant with our third child. It was in that first year that we encountered a huge faith challenge. Our home in New Zealand was put on the market, as you would when you move countries. We had renovated it. It was beautiful. We had given it to a real estate agent, and he had actually three offers on the table. So on the Friday night, it was put on the market. That same night, someone had broken into the house and completely burnt the place down. This fire destroyed not only the home, this family home of ours, but this fire also destroyed our personal resources. Like Hannah in this scripture, I began to pray with great anguish. Due to a technicality in our insurance policy, the insurance company declined our claim. You see, in one moment, we were in the positive. There was a bright future ahead of us. And in that next moment, we were so far in the negative that shook my faith. You see, we were just hours away from walking into our very first full church leaders meeting. We walked into that room with 20 people, and with 20 people, we began our launch team. In the year 2014, February the 4th, we launched Forward Church. That was such a time where we began to see lives change. In fact, 20 people gave their lives to Jesus Christ that day. What a celebration. But you see, our faith journey did not start there. Our faith journey began months prior, where we understood that only God could take us through the toughest challenges. of our life. You see, if you're encountering challenges right now in your life, let me say to you, let me encourage you, let me say these words. Do not let the devil take another minute from you. I pray for God's strength over you, over your situation. I pray no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the powerful and anointed name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hannah had a problem. Hannah was unable to have a child. And in those days, the wife's chief role was to provide a male heir for their husband, along with other children. You see, Hannah was desperate. Hannah shows two ways that she positioned herself to receiving her miracle. The first thing Hannah did, Hannah positioned herself in faith. Her first response was not to call her girlfriends. Her first response was not to go on social media. It wasn't even fear. Her first response was prayer. She took her cares to the Lord. She took her problems to God. What's our first response when we encounter difficulties? Hannah's first response was prayer. Verse 13 says, Hannah was praying in her heart. So often we take our problems to people or to things that can't even be fixed by them. But let's be people that pray ourselves full of faith. And Hannah positioned herself with the view of her future. Hannah wasn't focusing on her past. Hannah wasn't even focusing on her present. But she held on to the promise of her future. God has a plan and a future for every person watching right now, regardless of gender, background, age. He has a future for every single one of you. You see, there are two important days in every person's life. The first day is the day that you were born. And that day is amazing. And then the second is the day you realized what you were born for. Hannah's purpose was connected to her miracle. Hannah's miracle was connected to her future. And right now, we are going to watch a mother and how she went to God in the midst of her challenge.
Hi, church. My name is Mama Kura. I'm Pastor Dan's mum. Proud mum too. I'm here today to share with you a small part of my testimony of how God has walked with me, has saved my son, saved my life, and saved my family. You see, 40 years ago, I did not know that God was real. We were driving home one Sunday night at about 10 p.m. and Daniel was about 3 years old. I was holding him. You didn't need seatbelts at the time. We turned off the motorway when we collided almost head on with this huge army ute. I remember this huge light coming towards us, covering us, followed by this impact, this noise, this deafening noise of metal and glass crushing and crumbling around us. I don't remember getting out of the car, but I only remember picking up this baby and quickly glancing at this baby. I almost didn't recognize because he had open wounds on his head. He had open wounds on his face. I remember running into the middle of this motorway trying to stop cars. All I could think about was to get this baby to the hospital. Eventually, this young woman pulled to the side. Just as well she pulled to the side, so I was able to get into the car and get to the hospital. After the doctors saw Daniel, they wheeled him in and they said to me, there was nothing more they could do but wait. I never felt so helpless. So alone, not knowing where to turn to. All I could do was cry and cry and cry. In the early hours of the morning, as I stood over his bed crying, I remembered Hannah in the Bible and how she gave her son Samuel to God. And from the depth of my heart, I cried out, God, if you give my son back to me, I will give him back to you. Suddenly, I found peace. I was able to breathe. I was able to sit down. I was able to relax. The next morning, the doctors came in and said that he was improving, that he was now 50-50. The next day, he was out of danger. Fast forward 20 years. After our life group one night, Daniel's pastor, Pastor Gary at the time, said, Kura, can I meet with you? Just 5 minutes. This, I remember his exact words. He said, I have met with the elders in the church, and we would like Daniel to be a pastor. Do you know, instantly, I saw myself in that hospital room crying over this baby and offering this baby to God. You see, what I did, I had no idea what I did that night. What I sowed that night, I had no idea what was going to become of that seed. Let me tell you, I promise you have no idea what God can do with this building, with this sanctuary, with this refuge that we are putting into today. Not only for our lives now, but our children, our grandchildren. If there was anything, the greatest gift that God gave was life. And if there was anything I could leave behind, a legacy behind, life in God. Life on purpose to bring his kingdom onto earth and make a change in our lives and generations, Father, for you, his glory, for his glory. Do you know, can I tell you why I give my offering? This is why I give my offering. Everything that I have, he gave it to me. My life, he gave it to me. My son, he gave it to me. And when I gave him back to God, he got that son of mine and he shaped him, he equipped him, he rolled him around and brought him out. And he said, you are now going to change lives. Because his spirit and him now, we are seeing lives, hundreds of lives changed. He has made an impact not just in my family, but in his father's family. And I'm so excited. There are more, hundreds more, thousands more, millions more that are waiting for people like us to step in and be part of this generation gifting today to build a home for God, for our people, in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a powerful testimony of a mother who understood that she could not provide the miracle on her own, but she understood the power of her great God and how her great God was able to speak into her situation. Let's look at 1 Samuel 1, verses 26 to 28. And she said to him, and this is Hannah, pardon me, my Lord, as surely as I live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I have asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he'll be given over to the Lord, and he will worship the Lord there. Similar to that testimony of that mother and child, she spoke to the Lord and said, if you give back my child, I will give him back to you. Samuel was a miracle from God, and Hannah understood her vow and what it meant to give back the miracle to God. Hannah understood her miracle and what her miracle was going to do in the world and the time of that generation. Samuel went on, this miracle child of Hannah's. He went on to being one of the greatest prophets of that time. Can you imagine if Hannah didn't pray? Can you imagine if she didn't petition the Lord to give her her miracle? Can you imagine what that would have done in that time period? You see, she understood the importance of her purpose and what God was going to do through her child, Samuel. If Hannah had listened to all the naysayers and didn't petition the Lord and be faithful with going to God, she wouldn't have received a breakthrough, and the world would not have had one of the greatest prophets of its time. And this man of God was able to speak to people on God's behalf. Hannah had a future in her view. Your past does not define who you are. It doesn't define your future. God defines your future. There are dreams and miracles waiting to be birthed through you. And my prayer is that this message would enlarge your faith, that this message will encourage you and heal you in every way, so that you can understand that God's purpose in you is going to do great things. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
What a powerful...
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.